Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Exotic booze, there's a bar.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us today. What a joy it is to have you with me, because you know why? We're in Ireland. And I want to tell you that we've been here a couple weeks now. And out of the first 14 days, we had 13 days of San Diego weather. Weather in the low to mid 70s, maybe inching up near 80 actually. Absolute and complete bright sunshine. All that stuff that people never talk about. All you ever hear when you hear weather in Ireland is gray and rainy. But it's been just, well, it's been glorious to the point of boring. And, you know, everybody in Ireland that lives here is so happy to see so much sunshine and kept saying we brought it. And maybe that's true. Opened my suitcase and along with the leprechauns, out came the sun. But I really have missed that gray atmosphere, that overcast kind of romantic, get ready for a mystery day. I love that. It just sets the proper setting for everything. But I'm going to take you off in the next 3 hours to glorious experiences. So here we go right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
Well, I got very lucky here at Giant's Causeway. You meet the finest people and the best mythological giants as well. But I happened to run into Brian McCormick, who I got lucky enough to meet in Boston a month or so ago when Tourism Ireland brought in a boatload of folks in tourism from Ireland. And I met Brian McCormick, who is associated with a brand new attraction opening in Northern Ireland, partway between Belfast and Derry. So what a nice trail to go on. You can start out in Belfast at the Titanic Museum, and if you're going anytime between spring and early fall, you might want to check out the Botanical Gardens and make a right turn, travel eastward to County Down and visit the St. Patrick Center. And then you might also want to make a turn toward the west, head toward Derry, and along the way, you're going to come to a town that I can't pronounce yet, so we're going to learn to practice it together, where you'll find the Seamus Heaney home place. And I was very interested to see at Story of the Irish, there was mention of Seamus Heaney in the production.
Yeah.
So pronounce the name of the town for me where you find the Seamus Heaney home place.
It's pronounced Bellachy.
Bellachy.
Yeah.
Okay. How big a town is that?
It has a population of about 1,000 people. and it's where Seamus Heaney's from, where he grew up, and where it provided him with much of his inspiration throughout his writing. And it's actually where he chose as his final resting place. So his grave is actually in the just on the outskirts of the village also.
Now, the building that you're using as the museum home atmosphere to commemorate his work, is it on the site? Is it a site that he ever lived at, or on the grounds of where he lived, or just in the same village?
No, it's in the same village. In fact, the site once was a former RUC station.
What's an RUC station?
A police station.
Oh, okay.
And we're delighted to be able to...
Well, what do those letters stand for? Royal what?
Ulster Constabulary.
I got it. Royal Ulster Constabulary. That's a mouthful.
It is indeed. So we were delighted...
We have a library called the Berkshire Athenaeum. It's another long way to go to say library. Yeah.
Why use one word when you can use three?
Well, listen, especially when you're, you know, somebody that is invested in words. But for all of us who know little about Seamus Heaney, talk to us.
Seamus Heaney was one of four Irish people to have won the Nobel Prize. He was a poet of great renown and was known, in fact, throughout the world. He taught in Harvard, in Oxford, and in Berkeley in California. And he published 12 volumes of poetry and a number of other selected works. And those volumes allowed him then to go on and achieve the honour of winning the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1995. Widely renowned as one of Ireland's literary giants, and we're delighted to open this facility in September of this year, September 2016, in his honour.
The 90s were a busy time for Nobel Prizes in Northern Ireland.
They were indeed. In fact, Seamus Heaney was at school with John Hume, one of the other... in St Columb's in Derry. It's where Seamus Heaney went off to boarding school at the age of 11. Left Ballaghy and the surrounding area then and went off to board in St Columb's in Derry, along with obviously many people, but John Hume was one of those.
But that's where he would have met John Hume.
Yes.
Was it 1998 Nobel Peace
Prize? That's right, yes, yes. Yeah. And they remain friends throughout their... throughout, obviously, Seamus Heaney's lifetime. They remain quite close, and it's not very often that a school can say they've a school of that size. Certainly,
can you imagine a boarding school in the middle of
Northern Ireland?
Nowhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Being able to boast two Nobel Prize winners—that is hot stuff.
Yeah, it is indeed.
They were serious, weren't they?
Yeah, they were indeed.
I'm sure they were also serious about the quality of the students, the caliber of the students.
Yeah, it was
accepted. So you get a better pool, you've got a better shot.
Very much. In fact, Seamus Heaney actually won a scholarship to attend St Columb's. He obviously showed some academic prowess as a young boy and went off to St Columb's at the age of 11 to study as a boarder at that school before going on to Queen's University to do his degree in English literature.
Yeah, if you go to sabrams.com, that's sabrams.com, not only can you listen to every show we've ever done going back to 2002 archive, but I did three interviews with John Hume, two in person, face-to-face at the Beech Hill Country House in Derry, and one by telephone. The one by telephone was to get to have him retell for my listeners the real deal on Hillary Clinton's contribution to empowering women in Northern Ireland to understand that they too can have a voice and a role in the political process. And I did that, it was a number of years ago now, I guess when she was running for president the first time, and somebody made some remarks in American news about how, you know, what is this about the international stuff she's done? And, you know, people are saying she did things in Ireland. What'd she ever do in Ireland? It's like, I know, but let me get John Hume to tell you, because it seems to have more clout that way.
In fact, Seamus Heaney himself became very friendly with both Bill and Hillary Clinton. Seamus and his wife, Mary, had Bill Clinton visit on a few occasions to Ireland, so both couples were very familiar with each other.
They spent
and very
a lot
friendly.
Of time here, and Bill Clinton was very much involved in the kind of bringing resolution to the conflicts in Northern Ireland in the 1990s, along with a number of our senators and congressmen, including Teddy Kennedy and Hugh Carey and Daniel Moynihan.
And in fact, he quoted Seamus Heaney on his address in Belfast and Dublin, where he said he hoped history, hope and history would rhyme. And that's a very famous quote from the Curate Troy that Seamus Heaney himself wrote, so Clinton actually quoted Heaney.
Well, if you go into the reception area of the Beech Hill Country House in Derry, in Northern Ireland, you'll see photos on the wall of Hillary and Bill Clinton with John Hume, with Patsy O'Kane, who owns the Beech Hill Country House, and you'll also see a number of other photos of Ted Kennedy and others, and Will Farrell himself, the elf.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to catch up with you again as you get closer to opening, and once you're open, we're going to come back and visit. We'll take a quick break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Comes the time to go home without my raising pay. Home by the fire where a man can just relax. Slippers there by the chair, not a worry, not a care. Along comes Junior swinging his little axe.
Tell me a story, tell me a story. Tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me about the birds and bees, how do you make a chicken sneeze. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Came home so late one evening last July. Played a little poker, the time had passed me.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I told you I had some more surprises for you, and I do, because in our studio, having performed on June 2nd at the Gala 250 Bash that I spearheaded with a wonderful committee of fabulous people who are my the Leprechaun Gang, they stay focused, they're all on the same page. Everybody pulls together, gets the job done. No egos get in the way. This is not the committee that starts out to build a horse and winds up with a camel. These are movers and shakers who can focus on a common goal and get it done, and get it done joyfully and happily. And our meetings were always, we have a table we like in the One West Lounge here at the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And either Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesdays, depending on the week, usually Monday, the occasional Thursday, we have gotten together every week since March. Oh, before then, end of February, middle of February, and just move this project along. So, it has been an absolute joy. How many committees have you served on that you can say that about? In any event, we had 245 people at this marvelous event. And we also had Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones. And what an amazing sound this group makes. You know, I wouldn't have done this, Derek, if you hadn't said yes, you would come. I called Derek last October, when the decision was made that we will throw a party that will be remembered until the next big benchmarking event, maybe the 500th anniversary of Lanesboro, Massachusetts. Fortunately, we won't be there for that party. But I called Derek in Dublin and said, Derek, I'm doing this thing. At least I think I'm doing this thing. And I will absolutely do this thing if you will come with the Young Wolftones and entertain. And he said, as long as I'm not pre-booked for something else, I'll be there. Took out his calendar. June 2nd worked. In fact, I gave him a couple of dates at that point. I said, this date or that date. And he said, June 2nd's good. That'll work fine. We'll be there. And true to his word, he was there in style with the wonderful Young Wolftones. And you know what a crowd pleaser you are, fella. Thank you so much. What a job.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. It was my pleasure to be there. And, you know, you did a wonderful job in the organization. It wasn't, you pulled a lot of strings together to make it happen. And it was a great occasion to mark the 250th anniversary of the communities here. And You know, I thought deeply before you, before I came here, about the associations with Ireland and with Western Massachusetts, and of course with the state of Massachusetts. And we finished a show last night with The Parting Glass. And that's probably the one song that the community here in Western Massachusetts would have known and would have sung. And it was nice to recognise that the culture that we share today is still the same as the culture that was there 250 years ago. But I also mentioned to you that we tend to think when we go back 250 years that things were different. The people that settled here, I've no doubt, came from various parts of Europe. But also they shared, if they came from England, Ireland or Scotland, they shared a common heritage and culture. And probably many of them would have known the poetry of Oliver Goldsmith. Now, Goldsmith was from Longford, and he was an Anglo-Irish writer. And I don't think there's any man that I know that could express the community spirit and feelings of his generation. He wrote beautiful plays, and some of them are still meaningful today in today's world. The Vicar of Wakefield, She Stoops to Conquer, are two that come to mind. And but the piece of poetry that I always associate with Longford is a poem that he wrote called A Deserted Village. And I did a lot of study on Goldsmith years ago because many of those in literary circles claimed him as English. But I found that he was taught by a schoolmaster by the name of Thomas Bourne in Longford, and he went to a small school. Bourne was a musician, and so also was Goldsmith, and he played music, and that sustained him because he was a wily character, and he travelled extensively across Europe and thought seriously about coming to America. And I can't imagine the effect that he would have in America had he come like in the 1750s or 1760s, because like of his ability to make himself known. He self-published a lot of his literature, and had he not been such a wily character, I believe that he probably would have gotten more recognition in his lifetime. But he's still now today, I would class him as a great poet and a wonderful writer that gives a picture of life in the 1750s, 1760s that you were celebrating here in the Berkshires.
And interestingly, Lanesboro, Massachusetts' twin town is Lanesboro in County Longford, yeah. Ireland. So there's this marvelous connection.
Yeah, and it's lovely. Goldsmith's father was a clergyman, and he wrote about his love of the community, and everything that Goldsmith wrote about, he had a sympathy in with. And I love his poetry for it expresses the whole community spirit that existed in which he grew up and lived. And of course, he died and he's buried in London. But coming to the Berkshires here, as you know, I'm no stranger, and I've played here on many occasions for the American Irish Society. And there's a wonderful community spirit here. As I said to Anne Gangan last night, it's probably the only town in America. I came here in the late 60s, and that hasn't changed. You go down the street and it's still the same.
Well, there are minor changes in many ways, but, you know, we have so many historic buildings.
Yes.
And the spirit is very much the same, and something that's very much guarded by the local people.
Yeah, well, I think, to me, it looks the same, and maybe my vision as a 30-year-old might be a little bit different, but I've seen it as a typical American town, and I came here from, as most people do, from Albany, and but I never got to perform here until the 80s,
Well, hang on just with that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with Derek Warfield, who is the spiritual head and visionary for the Young Wolf Tones. And we'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
At my personal invitation, my good friend Derek Warfield consented to be a willing victim and come to Berkshire County to perform with the Young Wolftones at the Gala 250 Bash at the beautiful Crown Plaza, Pittsfield, Berkshire, in the heart of Berkshire County, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, which, if you take a map of Ireland and you take a map of Berkshire County, they're both skinny and long, north to south. And if you draw a target over both Berkshire County and over Ireland, Athlone will be the dead center bullseye in the country of the Republic of Ireland, and Pittsfield will be the bullseye on the map of Berkshire County. And so it's a wonderful place to base yourself to tour and visit around the county easily, reaching both north and south. And east and west is pretty narrow. I think we're about 12 miles wide. No, what, 26 miles wide? So, but mostly country roads. So a little trip of 15 miles will take you 30 or 40 minutes to drive because you're going through little towns. And we are a quintessential New England town. And this is a beautiful place to visit if you're into winter sport. Then you'll want to come here in the winter. Otherwise, I recommend, if you're not into winter sport, visit us between April and October when it's absolutely glorious. We're talking with Derek Warfield, and he mentioned Oliver Goldsmith and a particular poem he wrote called The Deserted Village. And I know you'd like to share it with us, so please do that.
Well, I just thought in The Deserted Village, he talks about the village that has died. He talks about the green that's bare of joy and sport. He talks about the schoolmaster, the clergyman, the missing pub where all the sport and music was heard. And they're all gone. But there's a couple of lines on the schoolmaster are very, very quaint. And I hope I can get through them. Beside yon straddling fence that skirts its way, with blossomed fours unprofitably gay, there in his noisy mansion skilled to rule, the village master taught his little school. A man severe he was, and stern to view, I knew him well, and every truant knew. Full well the bolding tremblers learned to trace the day's disasters in his morning face. Full well they laughed with counterfeited glee at all his jokes, for many a joke had he. Full well the busy whispers went circled round, conveyed the dismal tidings when he frowned. And yet he was kind, if insevere in aught, the love he bore for learning was his fault. The village all declared how much he knew. It was certain he could write and cipher too. Lands he could measure, terms and tides presage, and every story ran that he could gauge. In arguing too, the parson owned his skill, and even though vanquished, he could argue still. While words of learned lent and thundering sound amazed the gazing rustics ranged around, and still they gazed, and still the wonder grew that one small head could carry all he knew.
Wow. You know, we saw a play in Berkshire County at Shakespeare and Company last year, written by Martin McDonagh, part of a trilogy. I can't remember the third play, but two of them were The Skull of Connemara and The Beauty Queen of Lenan.
Yes.
And when they did the program, you know how many times you'll see photos and you'll see paragraphs and paragraphs of text, and then you'll see like a little insert that's maybe one column by 2 inches with very big typeface, just giving you a line or two, the way you've chosen some lines to share. And in one of those inserts in the program, the words were, in quotation marks, said by one of the characters, and I think the character, for those of you who know the play Beauty Queen of Lenan, I think it was Ray, the returning boyfriend, who was planning to leave Ireland again, having just worked in England for a couple of years. He's now going to go to Boston. And in the pop-up window in the program, the selected quote was, "There's always somebody leaving Ireland." I was very disappointed because at the end of the play, which was marvelous, well acted, well directed, fabulous stage, Patrick Brennan is there, one of the stage, I think he's the head of the stage design, does the most visionary, creative. You thought you were looking at an Irish cottage. It was so well done. It's so authentically well done. And it was directed by Matt Penn, whose father, Arthur Penn, directed Bonnie and Clyde, The Miracle Worker, and so many other award-winning films. Matt has directed close to 200, directed and or produced close to 200 of the Law and Order episodes, The Sopranos, NYPD Blue, and the list goes on and on. And they did a talk back after the play. And some of the actors were there, the director was there. And clearly, nobody in the audience had ever been to Ireland or knew a thing about Irish history, except my husband and myself. And I put my hand up after this one woman asked a question, and I wasn't quite satisfied with the answer. But someone asked, you know, she saw in the program the highlighting of this phrase, "There's always somebody leaving Ireland." And she heard it, of course, during the course of the play itself when the character delivered the line. And why was that significant? I mean, what did that have any special meaning? Mm-hmm. And the answer was not a very good answer. It was kind of a fudged, fluffed off. And I thought to myself, these people don't know a thing about Irish history. And when you read the poem, you know, I kind of got stuck on the title, The Deserted Village, because so many people were during what is often referred to as the famine that I always refer to as the starvation, because there was food in Ireland, it just wasn't being shared around. And so many people were forced to leave because it was leave or die and risk dying at sea and never making it across the ocean in order to survive.
Well, can I just say that the generation that we were celebrating here in the 1750s, 1760s, they would have been, when they fled to America here, and what Goldsmith was talking about, the deserted village, was in the mid-18th century, the big estates were clearing the estates for grazing for cattle. So they cleared all their tenants, and most of them came to America. Where else to go? They all came to America. Most of those people were not like the people that fled in the 19th century, who fled in desperation from hunger. These people fled from being evicted. They were of modest means. And they came to America. Many of them were Presbyterian. Many of them were Anglican. Many of them were Roman Catholic. But the vast majority of them were cleared from what I would call Protestant estates. So what Goldsmith is talking about and what he was witness to in his generation was villages and hamlets being deserted for grazing. and what he's seen. He would have seen, and Goldson was born around 1730. That would have been in community a big talking point for all people, that land was being cleared that had been settled for generations, and all these people were encouraged to go to America. When they came to America here, of course, they were not singing the praises of King George for their treatment in Ireland.
You're no kidding.
And they became some of his most fiercest enemies, indeed, when in the 1770s and resistance to the Stamp Act. You know, and it's interesting that the first memories of the Stamp Act was 1765, the year that these towns were founded. So that generation would have a lot of them, I'm sure, were from Ireland, and would have known certainly the trauma of being cleared from the land, and would have been very grateful. And this is most important, for the opportunity and for the liberty that they found in this country.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back with more with Derek Warfield. This is Stephanie Abrams. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaread Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to have Derek Warfield with me, and if we had 15 hours, it wouldn't be enough to cover all the things I want to talk about. So we're going to try and be very efficient in this segment, because there are three things I want to talk with him about. Thing number one, where have you been in the last 12 months touring with the Young Wolftones?
Well, just last weekend we were in Germany. We performed in Frankfurt at a festival for the AWO organization that look after people that are need help in communities in the cities across Germany. And we performed an open-air concert in the center of the city. It was a tremendous response.
Were you in that area where all the buildings look like they walked out of a storybook?
Yes.
They all look like Pinocchio lives there. You know that when you look into that, it's in downtown Frankfurt, everybody. When you look into that rounded courtyard kind of an area, on your right is a pub that has been in constant operation for over 400 years.
I think maybe a little bit more.
Well, the other thing is some of those other buildings were burned down or bombed out and they were all rebuilt and replicated to look exactly as they had been.
Yeah. Well, we were treated with unbelievable hospitality and welcome. And the night before, we played in the nightclub, and that was a great experience too. And then before that, we were in London. We did a couple of concerts in London. And we played in Glasgow, and we played also in Ireland. And then we've had a very, very busy year. And next week we're going to Las Vegas.
But weren't you in Australia?
No, we're not going to Australia until next year. We were there three years ago. Okay. We had the National Folk Festival, and that was a great experience. And we're going back to Australia now next year, please God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but you've gotten yourself in the travel business. I understand you've put a tour together.
Yes, I put a tour together for next year to bring people to Ireland and to travel with them. And the significant part of this tour is that I hope to visit the sites that are associated with the Patriots of 1960 and the men and women that were responsible for the event at Easter week that we celebrate next year, the 100th anniversary. So together with a travel agent in Florida, Mary Nolan, we put up, and David Yates, we made an itinerary that touched upon a lot of places associated with the people involved.
When we've been together in Ireland, did I introduce you personally to my good friend Mark Leslie? Did we ever have him in the same room with you at the same time? No?
Don't think so, no.
Okay, Mark Leslie's family is from Castle Leslie in County Monaghan.
Yes.
But Mark lives in Dublin. And I got to get the two of you together because Mark is working on a project. His company, Martello Media, is responsible for the visitor center at the Cliffs of Moher before the new one. They did the first one. They've just redone it and did something different now because it was a good 10 years ago they did the first one. The Black Rock Observatory Visitor Center, Glasnevin Cemetery Visitor Center, the Yeats exhibit at the National Library. He's quite active in a lot of things. And they're doing a special exhibit at the General Post Office in Dublin.
Yes.
For the 100th anniversary of 1916. And
give him his email and I'll contact him.
Yeah, and I'll give you his email and his cell phone and his home phone and his business phone, and get in touch with him because the General Post Office is creating something spectacular, which has been designed and being installed by Martello Media. So it's something you should know about. And when you go and you visit the General Post Office, the columns, these stone columns and the stone of the front of the building, the bullet holes are still there from 1916, from that Easter Sunday event.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what I'd be doing also, I'm bringing the folks to, it'll be a 10-day tour, and it starts on the day around the 10th of April, 2016, and we'll finish on the 12th of April, finishing on the 26th. And I'll be taking them also to the west of Ireland, to Ballina. And there's a friend of mine that was something similar to myself, had a great value in history and collected all the historical memorabilia. And he died a couple of years ago, Jackie Clark. And Jackie Clark left his whole collection to the town of Ballina. And they had a good sense to put it into a museum.
Wow.
And because it's really the collection of material that he had is unparalleled in the terms of Irish struggle for independence, because he was a very good man that believed in the independence of Ireland and the liberty of our people, and all the stuff, all the posters, books that he collected over the years were to do with that. Now many of the government organizations and government universities and the libraries would not collect that stuff.
No, of course.
But he had the good sense to see that it was invaluable that he should do so. And Jackie Clark was them. So I'll take them there. I'll take them also to remind them that they were the spiritual well-being of the Irish people and the spiritual history and the Christian tradition of Ireland was very much part of all the men and the women who fought in 1916. So I bring them to Clonmacnoise also, and I bring them to the towns that are associated with the 1916 men. So you could say that I'll be bringing them to a lot of areas that are not covered on the tourist guides visit to Ireland.
And you can get the itinerary and more information at Young Wolf Tones, and Wolf has an E at the end, W-O-L-F-E, youngwolftones.com. Now, you know, we have 45 seconds left, and it's not much time to do much. But let me just ask you the quick question, if you give me the quick answer. How many of George Washington's officers were Irish descendants?
Well, there were 16 Irish-born. Of Irish descendants, I think it was running into about 100.
And the reason that young people in the colonies were predisposed to pick up their muskets and fight against the Brits was what?
Because of the school teachers were all Irish. And they weren't singing the praise of King George.
Yeah, that little tidbits on American history. You'll have to come back and we'll do that again sometime soon.
Yes.
Stay with me, everybody. We're going to go off with Amtrak. We're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.